This is CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, DJ Proman and Mazinga. What's happening, guys?
Yo, hello. Not too much.
Good.
You know?
You're good.
A little kind of like, I'm hectic to get down here. The traffic and all stuff. You know, but
here you are.
You're good to be here.
Do you know what I'm hoping is going to happen in this interview? Is that your coolness is going to rub off on me because you guys are just too cool for school. And there's like so much swag that walks into the building when you guys walk in. So hopefully some of this is going to rub off on me. So that's my goal in this conversation.
That's what's up.
But for someone who's meeting or hearing about Mazinga for the first time, how would you go about introducing yourself, sir?
Oh, yeah. What's up, people? I go by the name Mazinga, M-A-Z-Z-I-N-G-A-R. And I'm this type of cool guy everybody cool, like, get along with. I'm an Afropop singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm a performer. Everything that entails to be on entertainment, you know? We get it locked down here and there, everywhere we go, you know? Just to let everyone know what we're up to and what we bring in for the Africa music as a whole, you know.
DJ Proman, for someone that's meeting you for the first time, how would you introduce yourself?
It's your boy DJ Proman, a music producer, DJ. I'm 100% into music. I'm not just into Afrobeats or hip hop, all kind of music. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I just want people to watch out and watch out for that name, DJ Proman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would the two of you describe your different styles of music, and then tell me how they kind of come together, or they have come together in the track that we just heard, and sort of what each person brought to the final product?
Yeah. There was a day I was just, I got the beat from a friend of mine. He's a Nigerian. The beat is actually an Afro beat, Afro style of beat. So I just posted it on my Instagram page, and he called me, "Oh, guy, I would like to bounce on this track. Like, it's my kind of." So we just cooked something up together. That's how we made it. Yeah.
Just off Instagram. That's so dope.
That was how it all came up. Like, you know, one thing about me is, like, I make good music.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just scrolling down my Instagram page, and I had this beat he uploaded. I was like, "Yo, dude, can I have this beat? I like it. Let me make a song with it." And he was like, "No, we have to do something nice with this beat. He loves the beat. I like the beat as well." Like, it was like, "Okay, cool. Like, if you want the beat, okay, let's make something together with that beat." I was like, "Okay, cool. No problem. Let's bounce to the studio." And the next thing, we went there, it was even like trying to come up with an idea of what could go on the beat, and I was like, "Just calm down, let me just do what I would do, like what I want to do." And it was like, all with that, it started. The song was produced by Gene, a producer from Nigeria. Then we had to like make it happen down here because we can't go back and make it all happen there. Then we had to record with CT. Then within 30-45 minutes, we had it all done with. And it was a surprise. Like, did you like gather everything or before you came to the studio? I was like, "No, the beat is here. Okay, like, let's do something. We're in the studio. Let's make it all happen." You know, the spirit and the feeling when you're in the studio, like, everything just keeps waking up from inside of you. Then you want to get it up, and you want, it's just like you took some pill that's making you to be too hyper, and you want to do something. So at the end of the day, it was a good song. It was a dope song. We shot a video for it. The video is out now, trending.
Cool.
And all over, so far, we've been getting good regards.
Feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me for a second about kind of bringing your fan bases together, and how the fan bases have kind of taken to the track and to the collaboration.
Well, I would say it's got his own fan base, and I've got my own fan base as well. But for us to have like done something is something people never expected. So for us to have dropped a track, there is still more coming from like DJ Proma featuring Mazinga as well, but it's still what people never expected. But this one we dropped, people never expected. Like, it was something nobody ever thought of. DJ Proma is going to be featuring Mazinga or something. But it all came out nice, and it's a banger. It's a hit, it's a fire. Like, people are jumping up to it, which is really, really making our fan base like to come together. I'm getting his own fan base, and it's also getting
it's
my
actually
fan
not so. Really hard for both fan base, because we are both from the same country, and we are both the same tribe, so like it's working.
Dope.
It's working.
Hanging out with Mazinga and DJ Pro Man. Mazinga, we're going to take a listen to one of your tracks now. It's called Gimme the Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what is about... tell me about the track. It's a very interesting title for a song. Huh. Is it like Pass the Ginger at the sushi restaurant? Like, what is the... what's the meaning behind it?
Okay, you know, this song, like... it's just that, like, it seems I've always been lucky. Like, I've always been lucky with all of my songs, like, I make. Okay, this song was, I got called by my producer, CT Beats, on a good day. He called me like, yo, Mazinga, come to the studio. Then I went there, played, okay, listen to this beat. I was, like, listening. And I was, like, bumping my head to it. Okay, cool. Let's do something with this. Then we started. It's not something I planned for. It wasn't something I planned for. He just played the beat and I was like, okay, give me the ginger, give me the ginger. We just started with a hook like that. Then we come like, okay, I said, okay, we couldn't finish that song that day because of the time I went to the studio. It was a little bit late.
Yeah.
Then I went home with the beat. Then the next day I came back to the studio, killed it. Then the song became a fire, and now it's a virus already. You see, people are catching it. So like, it's one of those tracks that I've made so far, so that's still like catching fire up until now.
So cool. All right, it's called Gimme the Ginger. It is Mazinga Moore with these two, other side of this.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Mazinga, with tunes like that, we just listened to Gimme the Ginger. You must get a lot of girls. I would imagine that gets you a lot of girls. Music like that is gonna do it.
Yeah, he actually gets me a lot of girls.
I would imagine, yeah. It's such a dope tune, such a dope beat.
Girls that are my fans, though.
Why is DJ Pro Man smoking in the corner?
Huh? Girls that are my fans.
Yeah.
Not girls to go down with or to go down low with. Girls that are my fans.
Okay, yeah, sweet. So. There. I think I understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
Like, the song gets me girls to become my fans.
Ah, there we go. Okay, cool. So, guys, tell me about sort of the whole world looking to Africa now for inspiration. We're hearing so much sort of African aesthetic and African sounds coming through on lots of international stuff, whether it's, you know, what Black Coffee is doing for the different artists he's working with, or whether, you know, Maporisa working with Drake. What do you think that this is a really, really great time to have an African sound? And do you think it's a really good time to have the whole world enjoy the music that you're making?
Of course, because, like, we're not just making music in Africa, or it's not because I am African that I'm making music for African people to listen to it alone. No, I'm making my own music to go worldwide, because I'm making, like, my music. I want to introduce my own style to the world, not just Africa alone.
Dope.
Yeah, my EP is going to be coming very, very soon. So it consists a lot of gen type of music. You're going to find trap, electronic house, EDM, techno, everything is going to be there.
All in one.
So I've been really working hard on that. So it's not just going to be only African style, not only Afrobeat or Afro house or stuff like that. So we're taking it to the world. Like, it's for everybody.
Worldwide. It's really, really dope. I mean, certainly in the, like, sort of, Nigerian music is just, I mean, the traction that it gets in the UK and parts of Europe is absolutely insane. How are you getting better at getting your music out there and using the internet and using social media to get more people to hear it? Because those barriers to entry with record labels and that, the internet's kind of taken those away. And if you know how to connect with someone in the UK now, you absolutely can. So how are you using the internet to help you get your music more out there?
You know, like, I would say these days it has become kind of easy for you to get your music out there because the social media and all sort of. And I'll give a shout out to, like, the people, the legends in Nigeria that started this, that, like, took Nigerian music. I'll say Nigerian music international. They took it international. So it's becoming easy for the upcoming artists, like, to get their songs out there and for them to get people to I like to get attention from people by their song, with their songs. You understand? So it has become easy now these days. Like, okay, now the song that the Proman featured me that we just dropped is going live in UK. You understand? So, like, Nigeria, UK, South Africa, for, like, and we here. It's not like we travel down there to promote that song, but social media has made
Sound, it. SoundCloud is really helping a lot. You see, African or maybe upcoming artists. It's really epic.
Getting the stuff out there.
Yeah.
What are the goals for 2018? Obviously, 2017 was a really, really sort of great year, and you guys had an incredible collaboration. But 2018, what is the plan of action?
Well, big things are going.
Big things are. I love the way you say "gonna happen." I dig it.
Big things are going.
Big things are going.
Yeah. Big things are going. You don't like. I don't even know how to put it. I don't know how to explain that, but just
keep
get
it locked.
Ready for it.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I mean, that's all you got to say. Yeah. Listen, guys, if we want to keep up to date with everything that's happening, how do we find you both on social media?
I'm on Instagram as DJ Proman, DJ Proman. I'm also on Twitter as DJ Proman, DJ Proman. You can also find me on SoundCloud, DJ Proman, to listen to my stuffs. Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Official Mazinga.
Cool.
Official Mazinga. And on Twitter, @_Mazinga. Then on SoundCloud, Mazinga. On Snapchat, Mazinga.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Now, Mazinga, we're going to play out with your tune, Fan Chalewa.
Yes.
Tell me about the song just before we take a listen to it.
Okay, Fine Shalewa. It actually talks about a beautiful girl that I've been trying to woo, and she's been giving me a whole lot of attitude. Like, I'm just trying to get her attention.
Yeah.
So I had to put all of that in my song to explain and pour out my feelings to her. You see, but Fine Shalewa. Shalewa is the name of a girl, though. But I won't say it's mostly a beautiful girl, but it's the name of a girl in a nutshell, you see. So, but I just like had the fine behind it, then Fine Shalewa.
Dope.
So that's what it means.
We're going to take a listen to it now. Thank you so much for stopping by, DJ Proman and Mazinga, hanging out on Kelman on Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.